In this video, I show you a variation of a therapeutic eurythmy exercise that we use in our courses against nervousness. I connect myself with the lower forces. Listen. Create a bowl behind. After a while, the arms rise up, the hands are laid together. I go down inwardly with my hands following. We become aware of our upper system and connect it to our inner warmth. Quiet can come about there where we normally have our restless thoughts. Our breath becomes ordered. Stand upright at the start of this exercise. Perceive into yourself and take note of how this straightens you. Then perceive from above to below, allowing the hands to sink down and take up contact to the lower system. This could bring about a slight forward movement. When you then bring the arms slightly backwards, they connect with the space behind and are then more connected with the upper system. There one can let the arms rise and fall like wings. So the arms can rise weightlessly and build a bowl to receive the forces in this space. You start off by connecting yourself to the lower system. Make the transition behind in this lower region and so connect to the upper system, allow that to work, and then take the forces of the lower system with to form the bowl itself. Allow the lower system to take part in this gesture in which mainly the upper system is at work. Diving in, allowing it to work. Transition into the upper system. The lower system comes along till you reach the diaphragm. We stand there expectantly and feel how, particularly through this turning of the arms, a stream comes down towards us from all sides. Then you let the arms go and let them rise up. Now the exercise reaches its climax. You bring the energy from the left and from the right together with the help of your arms and perceive this plane that brings about inner quiet. You perceive the space in this U inwardly and descend with it, following a silver or golden thread within yourself. Your arms follow the inner thread, not the inner thread following the arms. The arms stop moving when you start feeling too constrained. Inwardly, however, the descent continues right down into the earth. You feel completely connected below, through the feet, and through this you attain a feeling of being rooted, fulfilled and big. That also gives you a strength so that the lungs feel wide and big despite the constraining arm gesture. And then you let go and transform this inner experience of width into an outer expression in the surrounding space as well. Going through the positive aspects of the second part of the exercise singly, you feel the plane from the left and right. You inwardly descend through yourself from above all the way down to below your feet. The inner path leads the movement. Eurythmy always takes place within us.
Und wenn die Arme angekommen sind,
in this sense, you carry on descending even after the arms have outwardly come to a halt. When you get in contact with your lower system, then it may be that this contact pulls you slightly forwards onto the balls and toes of the feet. If you also bring the fullness that you previously built up down, then you have this upper airy quality well connected with the warmth quality of the lower system. When you then let go, this combined air and warmth may stream up to warm and expand the lungs and integrate the whole system. Taking up contact with the lower system. Complete devotion to the realm behind and to its one-sidedness. Then connecting and balancing out these one-sided qualities by inwardly streaming down through the center and then arriving in the middle. It inclines you forwards. It pulls you back. The arms rise up by themselves. They rise up and bring left and right together. You inwardly descend and the arms follow. At the end, you are quite obviously inclined a little forwards. You let go and the space in your center becomes warmer and fuller from below. When you've practiced this sequence and become familiar with the connection that it has to the lower system, you don't always have to invite the lower system to join in so strongly and go through this transition. You can build the bowl behind directly from the middle and invite the upper system to become active. You are nevertheless connected to the lower system as you know about it and have let it create the bowl. You may practice this exercise without risk and gather experience through it. If you notice that it helps you, then I suggest that you nevertheless apply it with care alongside the practice of other exercises. Should you have therapeutic interest or need, I recommend that you contact a eurythmy therapist or a doctor.